Today's daf is daf Samach Dalam and Aleph. We will start from Samach Gimel and Beis, seven lines from where it gets wide. We were talking about Rabbi Yehuda, who was the Rosh Medaber Mechol Makayim, and he started speaking about the Kavod HaTorah when he was in his Mesiba with a lot of people. Vidarshin and Yedarshin as follows. Haskes Ushma Yisrael. It says in Dvarim, it says, you shall listen, Yisrael. Hayem is any Yisrael. Today you became a nation. So Gemara, is that the day that they became, that Torah was given to Israel? That was already 40 years into the Midbar, and therefore it was many, many years after the Torah was given. That people had learned Torah, it's beloved to them so much as if it was given to them on that specific day. That a person who says Kriya Shema every single day, Shachas in the evening, if he doesn't say it one night, it's considered like him to himself, like he never said Kriya Shema in his lifetime. Haskes, the pasuk said Haskes Shema Yisrael. We'll say a few different pshatim now in the Gemara. Haskes Asu Kites. Haskes, the lashon Has is like Asu, to make. So Haskes is to make kat, to make pairs. Means someone learns in pairs. But as a material, if she ain't a Torah nickness el v'chabura, a person has to learn Torah with a group of people. Based on chenina, damar b'chidis b'chenina, ma'ilsu as it says in the pasuk, cherev el abadim in alu. When it says the cherev el abadim means cherev should go. There should be a sword that goes al sinem shel talmid chacham against the talmid chacham, which is a lashon sagi no sinem shel talmid chacham. The hated one to talmid chacham, the hate talmid chacham, but it's really referring to talmid chacham. She yeshem ba'ev ba'ev ba'is b'Torah, that they sit by themselves alone and they learn Torah b'yichidus, and they don't learn with a chabura or a chavrusa. If they do this, then not only will there be cherub on them, but also that they become foolish. It says over here, cherub el abadim in the alu. It says over there, asher ne'alnu v'shechotanu. The lashon over there, asher ne'alnu, means that they have become foolish. That they'll come to do aver shenam v'shechotanu. Ibayis ema, another pshat. Mehocha ne'alu, sorry, you see from there, the lashon ne'al, ne'alu means foolish. The Gemara continues. Dov ache, haskes v'shma Yisrael. Another pshat, haskes v'shma Yisrael. Kitu atzmachal adiri Torah, that you should push yourself and you should crush yourself on Divrei Torah. Could Amrish Lakhim, Amrish Lakhim, Naishin, and Divrei Torah, Miskayim, Misha, Mamis. That's my law. How you know the Torah is the only Miskayim person that considers himself Mamis on it? They push themselves to the edge. Shinema, Seisa Torah, Adam, Kiyamas, Ba'il. That's considered like you're dying. If the Torah, you die in your oil. Davacha, Haskel, Shema, Yisrael, Has, you should be quiet. Vachking that. After you are quiet and you listen and you learn a lot, then you could crush it, then you could start thinking further and be ma'ayin in your limit. Like Rav says, first you should learn yeg, and then you should do yegia. Rashi's yega is ya'ayin. The Rashi before says has shtoik, come over yaskol, like the pasuk said, yaskol, he's quiet. Shtoik v'hazin shmos, first you should be quiet and listen to all the shmos, ashtei shkru b'ficha, until you have it clearly in your mouth, v'al p'shein m'shevus l'cha, even if you don't know it clearly as far as m'yushev and have questions, until it becomes much more clear, and you'll be ma'ayin it. I'm going to be Rabbi Yana. It says in pasuk, "Mitzchol v'yotzi chema," that we squeeze chalav, you bring out butter. Well, the byproduct of chalav is chema. Mitzaf, the byproduct of being angry is yotzi dam, will bring out blood. We'll see what that means. Mitzapayim, and the byproduct, or if you squeeze out a payim, what you get a byproduct from double anger is yotzi riv, will bring out a river, a fight. So Gemara says, what is that? Talking about miyat amitzi chemish Torah, it's referring to his files. Who do you have the chemish Torah? Who gets the butt of Torah, which means the depth of Torah? But misha making cholav, shiyadik mishnei imba alah, that if you push and you suck out everything out of the Torah, then you'll be able to get to the point of chemish Torah. Mitzaf yetzi dam kol ham chacham. Any Talmud, Shekoyis Lav Rabbi, if his Rabbi's angry at him, Parmishayin, one time, Bishayis again, keeps quiet, and he doesn't respond back, Zoichel Havchim Bein Dam Tomei, the Dam Torah, he'll be Zoichel to understand the difference between Dam Tomei and Dam Torah. Mitzapayim Yetzi Yet Riv, if someone double angry, he'll bring out Riv, means Talmud, Shekoyis Lav Rabbi, Parmishayin, or Vishniya, if he has double anger from his Rabbi, that he was angry at him twice, Bishayisik, and he keeps quiet still, then there's also Zoichel Havchim Bein Dinim Mamas, Dinim Vashis, he'll be Zoichel to know the difference between Dine Mamas and Dine Fash. That means the lashon of that we just said is Riv. The Riv is the arguments on Dina Mamish and that you have the time. Bishmalayma, Rachel Shakim, Yasbidin Mamish, Dina Mamish, there's special Chachman on it. Rashi says, Shadina Mamish Amukimhim, by Rachel Shakim, Yasbidin Mamish, Shame Exerbit her Godal Mehem. Shame Exerbit her Yasim Hen Rashi, the Gemara says, Shahin Kabay Nevea, it's like a flowing spring. The Gemara Gadizan Rashmul Nachmani, Mighty Sigon says, In Mavalta Bisnase, Vizamaisi Yad Lape, Kamanabal, that's what Divatar Yosef Lisnase. If you push yourself and you make yourself disgusting on Dibitary, which means you push yourself to lowly levels and you push yourself so hard, then you'll become remorse. You'll get to very high heights. Vimzamam, Yadlapa. But if you muzzle yourself, then you will have your hand to the pair, which means Rabbi says, if you anyway you ask your rabbi all your speakers, Valbishbem Shekhavir Maligum, even people make fun of you, still you ask that, then you'll be misnasiv. If you hold yourself back and you zamam, you muzzle yourself from asking, Rashi says that end of Rashi save chashtit in yadapel chashishucha for the table hajj. Then you have to put your hand to your mouth when people will ask you, and you won't know their response. Pasuk of Nechemiah b'chodesh sani v'dorish. Now Nechemiah starts off and he says, I'm going to talk about a couple of people that are hosting coming to v'dorish, and he dashed like this. Ma'adach said, what does it mean in pasuk? Yemi shol hakeni. Shol said to hakeni, which is from Yisrael, Lechu Suru Du Metecha Malaki, you should go down from Metecha Malaki Penasivcha Yimai, because maybe you'll be gathered with them, maybe we'll have to kill you together with them. Vata sees the chesed of Kol Bnei Yisrael, but you did chesed with Kol Bnei Yisrael, and therefore we don't want to hurt you. The Gemara said, "Valid v'vam kavuchay my Yisrael shalai karvus my shalai chved atzmekach Yisrael that brought Moshe close to him because of his kavod atzmei, because of his own honor. So that's what happens to him, that he had such a tzchus. Hamarach talmid chavim b'tich beisoy machil mashkeo mahanim in chasov halachas kavu kavu. You bring a talmid for no ulterior motives, but to give him." And be his host, so therefore there'll be a great chos. Pazra basic chosan vidarish, Lisav Adamiki Achikahu, Lisav Mitzvah, could get you Batsu. We were Gerim and we were living by Mitzvah, and therefore we shouldn't hate them. So the Mars of Alit Mamitsum Shall Karv is all Al Serhasman. They only brought them close and they would makar them because of their own needs. Shinem of him data Vieshba Manchai was something Sir Mikdalashali. That's what happens. Because it would be a great tzchus. Talking over here by the Plishtims captured the Aron and then sent it back. And David was scared to take the Aron to his house, so he left it by Oved Edom, and there was great bracha that came to Oved Edom because of that. The pasuk actually says, "Vayeshev Aron Hashem beis Oved Edom hagita shloisha chadashim for only 3 months." Vayivarech Hashem is Oved Edom, that's called beisay, and Kadosh Baruch Hu gave great bracha to Oved Edom and the entire house. And then Vayugad Melach David, they told the Melach David as follows: "Baruch Hashem is beis Oved Edom, that's called shloisha bavur Aron alakim." Vayev David alas Aron alakim and beis Oved Edom David besuchah. Then he brought it to Ir David, but in any case, it says he get a bracha. So Gemara said, "Valid v'am kavuchay ma'orin shloy achav v'shasa." I'll keep it. We was fun of kach that if the Aron that didn't even drink, all that Oved Edom had to do was sweep and make it clean in front of it. So that he has such great tzchusim. Ma'ar tavachav v'tech beizim achidu mashkiyam ma'anu merchasim alach tzchamim v'kam. Of course, you'll have great tzchusim. Ma'hi bracha bracha. What's a great bracha that Oved Edom got? Amar Yehuda Basvida zuchamis b'chas kolisel sheoldu shisha b'karas echad. That Oved Edom's wife called Chamis and his 8 daughters-in-law that they had 6 children in each of their pregnancies. So therefore, if you count it up, we'll see in the Gemara in a minute, the Gemara is going to say that it was 62, but let's make the Cheshbon now, that basically if you have Chamas, which was the mother, she had 8 children already, so that's 8, and then Chamas and Cheskel Esel, which were 9 people, they had another 6 children at this point, which was 54. So 54 plus their 8 original children, comes out that he had 62 children from Eved Edom, Shnema, and this was in 3 months. So it says in the Pasuk, Pulasi Hashmini, the 8th child of Oved Edom was Pulasai, Viksiv, Kibach Ogim, Kol Elim Bre Oved Edom, Hemo Bre Vachayim, Ish Anchi Chayel, Bekoyach Lavoida, Shishim Mishnaim Oved Edom. So it says there were 62 children to Oved Edom. Rabban Alevi says, Kol Devil Shah Shadar Kase, anyone that pushes and tries to make something happen for himself, then in the wrong time, then Hashad, and the Shah pushes him well away. Like Rashi says, like who is that referring to? Like Avshalom, Shabikish Lomelech B'Chazaka, he wanted to take the Melucha from David and do it B'Chazaka. So at the end result, what happened? It turned out that he was killed, that he hung out by his hair. But if you push away the Shah and you don't take Kavod, then Shah Nidchum B'Parav, the time will wait for him. And we see them in Rav Yosef. We see from Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef Sinai. Rav Yosef was a Sinai. He was a person that had a Bekias. Rav Ikarim. And Rav was Ikarim. He was a big Lamdan. Itzuchu Shaita. And it was time that they needed to pick a Roshiva. Shachal Hassan, they sent her to Saul. Sinai Ikarim. Ezim and Kaidim. Who comes first to be Roshiva? Shachal, they said, Rav Yosef should be the Roshiva because Sinai Kaidim. Shachal Tzvichlam Archita. Everyone needs a person who knows all of the Torah. Rav said, Lamisha, keep it to a Limka. The person who gathered to the cell. Claim Lamisha, keep it Shavuos. He knows all the Shavuos. He should be the Roshiva. Al became like people love Rabbeis, Rabbeis didn't want to become the Rashiva. Why? Amalei Kildai, because he knew he already had astrologer told him that Malchasa Tatishnin, you're only going to become the Rashiva for 2 years. And if he said, if I become the Rashiva first, I'm only going to live 2 years and then I'm going to die. So Malch Rabba Esvet Tatishnin, he gave it to Rabba, and Rabba became the Rashiva for 22 years. Then, after Rabba finished, Malch Rabbeis Tatishnin, Rabbeis waited for him, the Shah waited for him. And he was able to be Rashiva for another 2.5 years. Kol ha'ani shnei l'moloch rabba, all the years that rabba was Rashiva, even though he was Rashiva, and people would have come to, his barber would have come to him, or the person who lets blood would have come to his house for his covid, he didn't take any covid because he felt maybe that would be considered the beginning of his nesias, and maybe he'd only have another 2 years to live. So the pasuk says that we should be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us, and use the terminology of Elkei Yaakov. So why Elkei Yaakov, Elkei Avram, Yitzchak, Mikal Balkar, Shikon, Ba'ivet, Shokar. Yaakov had 12 children. He was the one who had most of the children. Avram only had one child. Yitzchak only had one child. But Yaakov had most of the children. Therefore, he has to be the one who supports the beam. If you're traveling with a beam, you have to move from one place to the other. The person who owns it has to take the most responsibility. If you have Hanoah from the Suda, the Tamachachm is by, as if you had Hanoah from the Shekhinah itself. If you take leave from your friend, don't say to him, go bishalim, you should go two piece. Moshe was matzliach after a dove shalom. He said to Avshalom, lech bishalim, halach finitla. It turned out it was bad and he died during that Muhammad, and he was hanged. If someone's going away for a mace, don't say lech l'shalom, el lech bishalim. Rashi says the standard was, the second to last Rashi in Masechta Haniftim in Hamais, Shemelich Larenus Mimakum Mimakum, when he used to take Arenus from different places, and they would go into a faraway place for crew, it took them a long time, they didn't have cars. They would allow them from one city to the city. And those people who took them from one city went back to that city. And then these people took them further. The people who left were called Iftarim, and at that point they would say this point of Lech B'Shalim. Where it says, someone goes directly from Beis Knesset and goes to Beis Medrash to learn. We go from strength to strength. Which means that they go from one yeshiva to another yeshiva, medrash to medrash. They continue traveling from one place to another. And the Gemara says, where do you see that? So the Gemara says, Shnema Yelch Michael Chay, Yerolokim Bitzin. Amar Lezer Mokhlin, Tamicham Mam Shalom Beilam, Tamicham increased Shalom and peace in the world. Shnema Mokhal Menachem, the Hashem Vash Shalom Benech, Atuka Benech, Benech, the builders of Tyre, Shalom Rabbi Lezer, 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 Manachai Vere, Dam Shalom Bok, Man Beis Hashem, Elkhinu Vak Shtelach, Hashem Oizlam, Yitain Hashem Yivarech, Zami Vashalim, Hadal Lach Hareya, Vesliklam Mesech Tzbrachas, Hadal Lach Hareya, Vesliklam Mesech Tzbrachas, Hadal Lach Hareya, Vesliklam Mesech Tzbrachas. We will stop over here, we'll start Shabbos tomorrow.